I'm Israel Hale with New Media Broadcasters. Welcome back to Insight. Today we're continuing our conversation with Constance Van Clay of Upper Seven Law as she talks about a Lewis and Clark County District Judge holding that the current Public Service Commission district map is likely an illegal partisan gerrymander. In this episode, she explains more about what the public should be looking out for when considering this ruling, as well as the immediate effects that it has on the public itself.
Yeah, that under the reasoning of this order, going forward, when districts are drawn, whether they be for the PSC or for another kind of district like legislator or congressman, when districts are drawn in Montana, they can't be drawn in order to election-proof the results. They have to be drawn in a way that's going to make sure that the elections reflect the votes of the people. I think one thing that's important for people to know is just how powerful the PSC is. So the PSC, I think it's like a down ballot race. So it's not, you know, people know who they want to vote for president generally. PSC commissioner, that one's a little bit harder. There isn't the same kind of money that goes into it. It's not national. But what your PSC commissioner's job is to do is to negotiate on your behalf against monopoly utility companies like Northwestern Energy. So the PSC has to approve of rate hikes, for example, and if you aren't happy with the way that your utility bills are going, the person to contact and the person to vote for, to care about when you go to the ballot is your PSC commissioner, because they're the ones who can do something about it.
Again, that was Constance Van Clay of Upper Seven Law talking about a Lewis and Clark County District Judge holding that the current Public Service Commission district map is likely an illegal partisan gerrymander. It's worth noting that the map will stay in place for now, but the court will expedite the case schedule and rule on its constitutionality before the 2025 legislative session. This is part three of my conversation with Constance Van Clay. To hear the last two, and in fact the last 7 days worth of insights, you can always go to HighlineToday.com and click on the news podcast page. I'm Israel Hale with New Media Broadcasters. This has been Insight.